Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria,
y'all inbox,
through my HopeVictorious, the number two, at gmail.com. HopeVictorious on Instagram, the number two, and also on Facebook, HopeVictorious. So I really appreciate your inboxes that you send me, you know, just for praise reports, and I am so honored. But that is like my earnest plea to God that you all are being changed by these broadcasts. Amen. And my sister Nikki said, oh, don't worry about it. You know, just keep doing what God calls you to do. But, you know, as ministers of the gospel, as servants of the gospel, even if you didn't have a title behind your name, you know, when you're ministering to people, you just want them to get God's word and you want them to apply it and change it to their lives. So I'm asking you all, you know, if your spirit is being stubborn about changing some things, about having a new outlook on life and moving and stepping out on some things and not being afraid, don't you know God has you? This morning I was on a prayer line with our church, which is every Tuesday at 6:15. And when I was talking about Joshua and when he went over to the land of Jericho and how they conquered the land. But they already conquered because, see, God already fought the battle before they even got there. But there was what they had to do was that they had to listen to the Lord so he could give them instructions. So he had a strategic plan how they was going to conquer that land, how those walls was going to come tumbling down. Amen. And I love it because as I began to read the history of it, it was talking about their walls like was fortified, like it was like a military base type of setting, and how their soldiers stood around the wall and they could see anything afar off from a distance. But let me tell you something, when God told Joshua to send two spies in to sort out the land, let me tell you something, I don't care how they look, they was blind because they couldn't see the men that God set before them to go sort out the land, seek it out, sort it out, and so they can go and take the land over, the land that was promised to them. And it's something because I have learned that when we are fearful of other things, don't you know the enemy really is afraid of the power that lies within you? Greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. But we are so afraid of things because we see with the natural eye. But if you look in the spiritual eye, God, I don't care what you see. Like Caleb and Joshua say, we've seen giants, but we know God can take them. We have seen God part the Red Sea, so we know that he can overtake anything. When you trust and believe in God, hallelujah. So when he told them on the seventh day, the sixth day, I want you to rest and go to sleep. When you wake up in the morning, I want you to march around that wall. Hallelujah. March around that wall. Hallelujah. Seven times. And when they marched around that wall, Lord have mercy, and they shouted. They shouted with the voice of praise, and the trumpets were blowing. Don't you know that wall crumbled? They said that wall was 25 feet high, and it was 20 feet wide. So you can imagine how thick and wide that wall was and how high it was, and they thought they was invincible. No, God is invincible. Hallelujah. But when I read about it, they said that when God told Joshua, he said, I want you to have the priest go with the ark. You know, the priest go before the army. So the ones who was going to fight them and take their land back, he had them behind the priest because it wasn't their expertise and it wasn't their weapons that won the war. It was God's spirit. Hallelujah. 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 I was so blessed when Mommy and Zechariah says, not by might nor by power, but by God's spirit, saith the Lord. So it's nothing that you have done to do the job. It's what God has done to do the job with his power. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I didn't even know I was even going to touch on that just now, but that was just in my spirit. So my cry for you all is that just whatever words I'm giving to you on Tuesdays, or if you listen to the replay during the week, take it and apply it to you, whatever applies to you. Because, look, I'm moving and shaking up some stuff, okay? I may be going screaming and kicking, but I'm being obedient to the Lord, and I'm stepping out. But I'm going to go to our scripture reading, which is Psalm chapter 55, verses 18 and 19. And the word of the Lord reads, first, let me back up, because we've been on my tour, my book, Shattered But Not Broken, and we've been reading my book. You can find it on Amazon under Wanda Martin, or if you email me or inbox me on Facebook, Instagram, I can actually mail your book out to your home. So, or P.O. Box, you just let me know. If not, you can get off the Amazon, Shattered But Not Broken, under Wanda Martin. And it's amazing because we've been doing a book tour for a couple of months. okay, for a couple of weeks now, and my mom been so graciously to read the passages for me. We just been elaborating on them and talking about them, but it's so amazing, you guys, because the part that, and we have y'all been having a good time. Let me see some hearts and some hands, or just let me know, amen, if y'all really been enjoying it, because I know I have been enjoying it, amen. So but it's one particular scripture that really stands out to me, and that's what takes me to this scripture I have here, Psalm 55, verses 18 and 19. And the word of the Lord reads, "And he has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me." Let me read it again. "He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me." Verse 19 said, "God shall hear and afflict them, even even that abideth of old Selah, because they have no changes. Therefore they fear not God." Let me read verse 19 again. God shall hear and afflict them that have abided of old Selah, because they have no changes. Therefore they fear not God. Hallelujah. That was a part of my life when I was really going through a toxic relationship of a marriage, and when God gave me that scripture about no changes within their heart, that's something where you don't have no change within you. Don't you know, even in this pandemic, people still walking around not talking to you. People still mad and angry about something that you don't even know what you did. You know, just so angry, you know, with you. You know, but I'm like, look, I'm not for all that. You angry, be angry by yourself. Especially if you know that you tried to make amends with a person and they don't want to make amends with you. They don't want to speak to you. They upset for you. You don't even know what you even did. Sometimes you got to shake the dust off like the Bible says and walk away with it. But if you can come together and come together with a mediator or a counselor to try to, you know, defuse that argument or that situation, or I don't know, sometimes people are hurt, you don't even know why they hurt. I was a year or so ago, and somebody told me that they was hurt about something that I said, and I'm like, huh? Something I said, what did I say? You know, I'm like, how are you getting angry with me? Because I didn't appear to an event. I had an event the same time you had an event. So I was supposed to leave my event and come to your event, and then come see my daughter. You don't mess with the mother's cub child and the birds. You hear me? I'm like, man, I'm not leaving my baby show to come and support your event, because you should be rejoicing that both of us are entrepreneurs together. You should be rejoicing that me and you have made it where we able to be entrepreneurs together. And we doing events at the same time. So don't call me with no nonsense, okay? That's why my phone don't ring today. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you guys, other than prayer, because what I'm saying, sometimes you got to leave some folk right where they are. You all messed up because I didn't leave an event to come to your event. And I missed my child. No, I ain't missing my child. I ain't missing my child before I'm singing anything. As long as I can help it, I can. Hallelujah. I'm like, no. But I'm just saying, some folk can be angry. You don't even know what they're angry about. But you know what I did? I said, I apologize if I offended you. Now, you know, in my mind, I'm saying that, are they crazy? But you know what? I didn't go there. I just said, you know, and I really meant that. I apologize if I hurt you or offended you, because I did not know. But now I know. I don't talk to them much. That's fine, too. But I'm just saying to you, I don't have time for nonsense. I don't have time for that little girl stuff that we did when we was in elementary school. So if you all are holding a grudge against somebody that's ridiculous, go to them and apologize to them and say, look, I don't know that I offend you, because we're not talking right now. Hallelujah. But when the scripture talks about no changes in them, some folks don't have no changes in them, and they don't change. They don't change for the life of them. Now, there's a such thing as good change, and there's a such thing as bad change, but I'm talking about the good change. But I'm so glad that God looked past my fault and see my needs. Hallelujah, and he's a forgiving God. And in this pandemic that we're in, don't you know I am so grateful that I can call on the name of the Lord? changes. When you shake God, that's why it's song, shake an unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Because, see, God's hand never changes. But man's hand changes all the time. But God's hands never change. That's why I don't put my confidence in man. I put my confidence in God. Because we're human. Hallelujah. So, you know, it's like people don't put your trust in me. You put your trust in God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I am excited on today, and I just feel so good about how God is just blessing and how he is pouring. So I'm telling you all, make a change for your life. Reinvent that thing that needs to be invented. Don't you know there's more entrepreneurs now in the pandemic because God is creating all kind of gifts and talents for you. I didn't even know my niece Nala knew how to draw like that. It looked like her work should be on the, it will be on the art shelf, even though that's not her her major. She majored in college, but I never even knew that girl is phenomenal. But never knew that people have all kind of gifts and talents in them in this pandemic, and they moving and shaking up some things, because when they know that if God is for you, who can be against you in this pandemic? I know God is with us. Tomorrow when we wake up, it's like blind faith every day. You don't know, but what I do know is that God is awesome. When I do know that he's a healer, when I do know that he's a savior, and I'm glad that I rest in him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am excited on today because when I know that my heart has been changed, when I know that I seek God with everything I have for my heart to be changed. No, I'm not perfect, but I try to live where my heart will be changed. The way I think, the way I look at life, the way I see things, my character. Hallelujah. Because I'm believing God for some great things. See, it's good to be in tune with some folks. Just on last Saturday morning, Reverend Pam called me and said, "Hey, we've been thinking about you. You all right, girl?" And I said, "This week was rough." You know what I'm saying? We didn't even have to get into it, but we could just have to say, "Girl, this week was rough." She says, "She just listened. She didn't give me all that. You know, God gonna pull you through." And she didn't give me all of that. She just said, "Okay," because she know that I know that God will pull me through. Hallelujah! So I know y'all would say, "Oh my God, every time you get on, you're so hyped up, you're so cheery and happy." I am, but some days I do have those days. Ask my family. Amen. My mom on because she's gonna read another portion. A section of my book. Let me tell you, I've been so blessed. Let me tell you something about God. I know I can go on and on and on, but shattered but not broken. When God has given you a product, when God has given you a book or anything that God has given to you, and I have learned this by Trusta Azarel, part of the VIP club. You got to check her out. She said that residual money, residual stuff that happens when you sleep. So even though they're not reading your book today, you know we pick up books that we didn't read from 1920 and the books are still on the shelf because they keep replenishing and they keep publishing them. So don't ever think that your dream is dead. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Don't think that your dream is dead because ain't nothing happening. Hallelujah! Like my nephew, he Nina Boy, hoodies, you check them out. Doughboy, Snook on Instagram. He's doing a wonderful thing with t-shirts, hoodies, caps. He's just selling out. You gotta check him out. My niece Ramika, she has on her page, Ramika Temple. She has hair products. God is doing a major thing. Amen. My friend Pamela is coming out with something. My cousin Camille got a product line. Well, anybody, any entrepreneurs on there, just plug your stuff in. Even if you is not up and running yet, even just plug it in. Just believe God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Even when you think that situation is dead, it ain't dead. If God said it ain't dead, it ain't dead. If God said you will live, you will live. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You want to say something to me, Maya? Amen. Woo. I'm going to bring my mama in because before you know it, my broadcast is going to be over. Was this someone on who called in who wanted to comment or say something? Amen. It's full of my spirit. If someone want to say something, you press 1. I'll bring you in if you want to comment or say something. Hallelujah. I'm just believing God for some great things, y'all, because he is so powerful and he is so good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I guess no one want to say something. Mom, if you press 1, I'll bring you in now. Glory, glory, glory. Let me tell you something. Glory, I'm telling you, I'm living and breathing. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Winnie. We're on page 13 of the book, and our scripture starts with Amos, the third chapter, and the third verse. Can two walk together except they be agreed?
Yes.
This is not a mistake. If you think it is, then let's work on it together. I tried to reason with my husband. I prayed, cried, and begged, but nothing I said or did seemed to make a difference. I soon realized that no matter what you do, if someone doesn't want something as badly as you, you can't make them. You can't make them look at you again with love. You can't make them want to hold you. You can't even make them want to talk to you. You can't even make them be kind and be considerate when you're living in the same house. Two people must agree to walk together if a marriage is going to work. Just imagine flipping on a light switch when the electricity has been disconnected. Still no light. I prayed, cried, fast, and hoped for my marriage to work. I realized that there was still no change. I slowly began to recede to the darkness recesses in my mind. I no longer had a will to go on, and my body began to show the effects of hopelessness and depression. Sometimes people forget that even leaders face challenges. They believe that trouble does not visit our lives, but the enemy loves to see leaders bleed. He loves to send the shame and humiliation to our doorsteps. He had done this to me. How many times had I prayed and ministered to others with the same challenges? Now I needed help, but was afraid to reach out. I was a highly respected evangelist in a failing marriage. I associated the pulpit with such sanctity that I felt unworthy to preach. The enemy tried to rob me of the very call that God had given to me, my call to preach. Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It was during a counseling session that I learned that my calling was higher than my circumstances. It seemed that all I did at the time was cry out like I had never cried before. The Lord gave me scriptures all the time, which was the only way I could continue to try to live. It's one thing to have an argument and you understand the problem. It's another thing to deal with it and you move on. But when your spouse says they're not attracted to you anymore after only a few months of marriage and then stops talking to you altogether, what can you do? When there is no talking, things can be difficult. Even if we had exchanged words about how we felt about each other, then we would have something to work with. But when there is absolutely no communication, you can't move. As he continued to remind me of his mistake, I asked myself, what could I do with that? As far as he was concerned, there was nothing that would make our marriage work. Can you mend all these broken pieces together, God? I heard an inner voice cry out to God. Did God answer me? Yes, he did, but I did not realize how much he loved me until I realized that he was carrying me all along. After many years of hoping and praying, I finally understood there was nothing I could do to please my husband or make him happy. Even after God blessed us with two wonderful children, there was nothing I could do. Psalm 91:15-16, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Yes, I was shattered, but my question at that time was, is God able to mend my broken pieces back together? The answer was yes. God will go through with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. One day, while I was writing in my journal, a thought entered my mind. If God can make the clouds bring forth rain and can heal the sick, why not believe that he can deliver me from this? During this time, the Lord continued to give me scriptures that would comfort and encourage me. Hebrews 6:11-14. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye may not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. But when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessings, I will bless thee and multiply, yes. I will multiply thee.
Mm-hmm.
Writing this chapter was also hard because this was the beginning of my triumph. It hurt so bad, but like some people say, through suffering comes victory. Somewhere deep down inside, I felt a will to win. We have to remember that God sets us apart. We need to remember who we are and who we are not.
Amen. Amen, Mom.
Amen.
I don't want to cut
amen.
You off.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
But just take a minute because maybe it won't cut you off. Amen. But thank you, Mom. But I blessed God before because that was like a difficult time when you feel like your life is over. And then you ask God a question. Well, Lord, well, I know that you're able to have the clouds roll back. I know you're able to make it snow, shine, rain. And then God, what? And then that's just it, Father? But I learned something. Even sometimes when situations don't change, you change in the midst of that situation. Don't allow that situation to make you bitter and make you so angry till you miss your opportunity. You miss things that's right in front of you. You miss resources that God then put before you. Don't get caught up in your anger because when you get angry, you lose out and you miss some things. So I'm saying to you on today, in the midst of being brokenhearted, yes, God is able to heal. Yes, God is able to have the clouds roll back. Yes, he's able to make it snow, rain, sleet, shine, whatever he wants to do because he is God. But sometimes those things don't change. But guess what? You change in the midst of that. So when you work on yourself and you change in the midst of that, and you'll be more satisfied. You change it by trusting in God for your change. Trusting in God for yourself. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I bless God because one time I thought I couldn't make it. Because then it's like, you know God can heal you. You know God can deliver you. But God will because I waited so long. But let me tell you something. When it's time for you to be delivered, God will deliver you. But the important thing, like I talked about earlier with Joshua, is that you pray and you ask God. You trust God for instructions. You trust God for directions. Even though when you're angry, even though when you're upset, but don't disrespect God now. Sometimes we do feel like, God, I'm just upset right now, Father, but help me, God. Help me and put me on the right path because it feels like I'm going down the wrong road. Ask God to give you clarity and understanding, and he will. Sometimes you got to come out of yourself. You know that saying, can't see the forest for the trees? Sometimes you got to come out of yourself. You got to come out of your comfort zone. Take a walk to the store with your mask on and your gloves. Take a walk down the street for a minute just to say, God, I need to hear your voice, God. I need some clarity. I had to step out for a minute, Father, so I can hear you, God, so I can see you, Father. And long as you protected coming out with your gloves and your mask on and you walking down the street, being safe and staying healthy, ask God to give you clarity and stand outside on your back porch, whatever you do, or sit in your car. Hallelujah. Ask God for instructions. But don't think that God can't heal. Don't think that he can't deliver, even when we're in a bad situation, because God will make something bad and turn it around for his good. I am a living witness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is indeed truly good because he is all of that. Do you hear me? So my prayer on today for you all, and I know we'll be on here every Tuesday, ask God to change some things on the inside of you. I've been praying, God, change me, because this ain't like I'm holding on to a chair when I feel like he's pushing me, and I'm just sliding like, Lord, but guess what? I got to go where he want me to go. I got to do what he asked me to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. So don't be afraid to step out with what God tells you to step out. Don't be afraid to step out in your dreams and your goals when God tells you to step out in your dreams and your goals. Hallelujah. Mom, I think they clicked them off the radio. But I'm going to still talk to you guys here that's on Facebook Live, and I'm getting ready to end this call. So I'm not talking about stepping out of and packing up and leaving your marriage. That's not what I'm saying, because I believe in marriage. Marriage is a good thing. It's who we choose as our mate. But I'm just saying to you, when God has put something in you and he's pushing you, allow God to push you. Allow God to push you and go with the waves. Go with the flow. Mind you still on?
Yes.
I got you still on. Amen. And so I'm just saying, because I didn't want to put you off. So I'm saying to you, be not weary in what I'm doing, but if you seek and you shall reap, if you faint not, you got to trust and believe in God in your walk. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I know Jesus. Another thing I wanted to say before we jump off of here about salvation. For the longest time, I thought I was saved years and years ago. I thought I was saved because of my works. I thought I was saved because I'm a good person, because I feed the homeless, because I give money to the poor. Your works don't save you. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, for it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So I was burdened by that on Sunday, that some people may be walking around feeling like they saved, but they never, they call the name of the Lord, but they think they saved because of your works. No, you're saved because of your faith, because you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe that he raised his son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Come into my heart and save me, God, for I believe you, your son Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch our families. Touch my family, Lord God. Do it right now for your glory. Make every crooked path straight in the name of Jesus. Go before our pearly eyes on today, God. Do it for your glory and send healing upon her eyes, Lord God. Remove the cloudiness, Father, so she may see again, God. So she may see again, God. In the name of Jesus. Go before Reverend Moore today, my spiritual mother, that you would ease her heart from her daughter. Go before Della, that you would ease her heart, dear Lord. Go before their children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Go before their children, God. Oh, glory, God. Glory. Touch Miss Wilson and Mr. Wilson, God. Do it right now for your glory, God. Touch my eye star, Lord God. Touch Miss Vivian, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know God is on your side and know that he is a healer. Know that he is a mind regulator and that he is a heart fixer and that he loves you in spite of how we feel about ourselves. Know that he is in the midst and know that he got all power in his hands because he is that kind of God. He is that kind of friend. When everybody else counted you out, God counted you in. It said you ain't getting out the race. Mm-mm. You ain't getting out because there's so much in you. I want to use you for his glory. God wants to use you for his glory. Some of you think you're too old. You ain't too old. You're not too old. Hallelujah. You're not too old. Hallelujah. You're not too old. Glory be to God. My sister got a knee replacement, and she's like brand new. Hallelujah. God bless God for her healing. God is a healer, y'all. He is a healer. I know him to be a friend. Hallelujah. He's closer than a brother. He is your friend. When you don't have no friends, when nobody understands, God understands. But don't isolate yourself like that from everybody, because the enemy makes you feel like nobody don't understand what you're going through. God will place the right person in your life that will listen to you, who understands your cry, who understands what you're going through. Don't isolate yourself in this pandemic. Don't do that to yourself. He'll put the right in your life. I speak abundance on today. Abundance on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for every dream, for every startup, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. God is good, y'all. I see you all on next Tuesday. Thank my mama for reading a passage of the book, Shut Up and Not Broken. Know that God is on your side. Know that he's a healer. Know that he is a deliverer. And know that he has already set you free. You already free. Who the Son shall make you free. You shall be free indeed. The Son shall make you free. Yeah. Not the Son, S-U-S-U-N, S-O-N, the Son of God. Jesus will set you free if you love him. If you ask God to come into your heart and serve him wholeheartedly. Hallelujah. Romans 10:9-10 says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Inbox me if you're not sure of your soul salvation. Hallelujah. I'll walk you through it. We'll go over it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So God bless you. Know that God is on your side. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. Know that you are victorious. God has already fought the battle. It's already won. You might as well go ahead and sign the lease. You might go ahead and sign the paper because it's already done. He has already provided the resources for you. It's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. And I see you all on next week. God bless. Oh, my head. Wait.